shopping.
The way of shopping, the way of, you know, is discussed in Machlokes Rabbeinu Leibl. The way of shopping, the way of shopping, the way
of
shopping, the shopping, שמיים בסירר יריח אדם תיאר שגא ישי שמיים even though it's a machleik in Yerushalayim here whether it's גא ישי to or it's מתנה מישראל why מישראל then it says because ליגבי יישא by law so we it's certainly not a soul מפריה because we don't have the חשיש maybe she saw Dam Bisachitzi before she came outside. But the Gabi Tarez Rachon Yomachmir. So Nil Rachon Yomachmir only this less. All the Tarez she handled within 24 hours prior she became. So that is so. Bishama is saying the first wish they needed is Kolanoshin Daishai. We're not mitame all the tire she handled within the 24 hours prior to the near dam. We still say that we may slaves. So Morris Price says, Bishobim, Shammai and Hillel, Avod Mede, Greya Hadam Tea Shedayashai, even Hillel, who says that she I'm in Mafreya de Tares, but that's an ordinary Rie. But if she had a Rie after Damteya, that Damteya means after the 40th day, you know, or after the 80th day, so then it's Daishai. Why? Because it's the first time, in other words, it's like the first Rie because she was Mishalekes Dam during the Yimitea. So Bishleim Milady Domashim Ayon is saying Mishmochad Ayishait because she's Mishalekes Dam. Ele Abdel Mayan Echadu Amait Ayishait to the Tam of Mishleis. Now let's hear Rashi. Bishopin Shammai Bihilo Bishopin Mishleis. Bihilo says that Kol Anoshi the heavy Dam. So they are becoming in Mafreya, all the Tares they handled within 24 hours prior. So, Berea Chadam Shaito Shtais, Hatsh Kusar Gdai Toch, Atul Lizman Merube, Din Shrei Roa Asad, Din Shmini Be'ar Bar Yitish. In other words, let's see, your letters in the king. So 14 days is in the Yitrasle. Then 66 days is in the king. So together it's 80 days. So suppose she has down on the 84th day or on the 90th day. I mean, 10 days have intervened since the expiration of the Meteor and the real down. So it's Dayashai. Why? So according to Levi, Bishlim, the Roshim, I only say, Mishmoch Dayashai, Shari Domel Misoloki, Shekakam Yom Shobu, Leroas Adami Nayun Zeh, Rabli Yorishino, Vidayashaito, Nikoma Abanoshni, Vidayashaiton, Biliyorishino, El Rabbi Yomamayin Echotu, Labri Yorishino, Dari Yosukabdan. Now, if we explain it like the Chatam Sefer, that there is a Machlekes Mitzias, of course it's inconceivable. There should be a machlekes in its ears, is whether it comes from the Mokel or doesn't come from the Mokel. So that goes without saying. I mean, that the lady knows something it comes from. But, according to some Seifei, also Rav says, not only does it come from the Mokel, from the same place as regular Damnida comes, but it even emanates from the same, it originates in the same physiological cause. And Levi says, no, it originates in a different physiological. So if we explain it like that, we can understand the moral very simply. So the moral says, be slain a little lady, because why do we say that when a woman sees down, so she's Tame, all the Tara she handled within 24 hours. Why? After all, why should it be Cheshish? Maybe the dam came out from the Mokelia and was retained in the Besachitzen, in the Besachitzen for 23 hours. For over 24. Why should it be Cheshish? We're not supposed to conjure up Cheshish just like that. There has to be a basis, there has to be a reason. So what kind of a reason is there? The answer is, we are dealing with a woman who has a Beset Kavua. So she has a regular routine. A regular routine, some male, we have Becheshes, let's say she sees down, she has the period every 25th day. And now she saw down on the 25th day, some male sins. The Ria's dam is in conformity to her regular routine, so if the Cheshish, maybe it was discharged into the Besachitzen 23 hours before, but it came outside now. So the Mele, we say, but Reach Adam Priyah, so accordingly, we understand. So then there is no rest, because the regular woman, Natriya Haram Triya, since she has a Beset Kavua, some male, maybe it took place in the Besachitzen a number of hours before, but after the Tia, so she was already misled his dam. According to Chassam Sefer, we understand very well what Rashi says. What Rashi says, Bishalim Rida Mashlim Ayoni saying, Bishalim Ayishaiter Shalda Mel Mislaki. Why is Mislaki Mislaki? Because true, she had been seeing down in the Imitea in the 66 days, but that originates in a different physiological cause, so it has nothing to do with her routine of having a period which originates in another physiological cause. Elol Rab, so it originates in the same physiological cause. Elol Rab, my nechud, my day is shaitet hamei sleif, because after all, it's in conformity with her routine, because it's all according to a certain routine that emanates from a certain physiological phenomena. But according to it, so that's all right if we explain it like Chassam Sefer, but we explain it differently, that there is no machlekes in Metzius altogether, that Rav and Levi are both made as far as Metzius is concerned, just as Levi said that Dantea originates in a separate physiological cause, not the same physiological cause that the causes the discharge of the Amide, so Rav also agreed with it. But there is a machlekes indeed. According to Rav, even though it originates in a different physiological cause, but it emanates from the same place, so Menele, it needs to be considered as the Amide. It has a halesham in the Amide, because the Amide, by definition, according to Rav, means not after menstrual bleeding. Any bleeding that emanates from the uterus, and that emanates from the uterus. Some male, without a special zosakosul, it should be considered damida, but there is a special heta, a special zosakosul. According to Levi, he says, no, since it originates in a different physiological phenomenon than the menstruation, some male age, it does not even have a halishem damido. And that's the reason as to why the Torah is matia. According to Rav, it has a halishem damido, but the Torah is matia anyway. But and according to Levi, the Zazakosafiz, it doesn't even have a halishem damido. But both agree that it originates in a different physiological cause. Some really was in Moraskash, Bishleim Levi Damashim Ayon Yisayim Mishmach Da Yishai Ke'el Narab Damamai Nechat Damai Da Yishai Tam Yisrael. But according to what we said, so Rabbi is also made as far as the Metzius is concerned, that it originates in a different physiological cause. So Mele, it couldn't be based the physiological routine, because this bleeding is based upon another physiological phenomenon than the regular physiological phenomenon that gives rise to it here. So what's the more discussion? The answer is no, we can explain. Because there is such a concept as loy pluk, in other words, even though, according to the term of a certain takone, so it shouldn't apply here. But since there is a takone, we are not here at liberty to consider the reason of the takone. The chachomim had to consider the reason of the takone. That was for the chachomim. But we have to follow up the takone. And once the chachomim, for a certain reason, or exactly a certain takone, then we have to follow it up even when the time does not apply. That's the reason why I say called Oshem Minyan. So in Achalat here, even if the situation changed and the time doesn't apply to any case today, but since at the time the Chachamim of Misake, the time applied, some melee is like plug, and we have to follow it up even when the time doesn't apply. All these things of the Tam and the Isles, there's takonis chachon. Gabi is al bailo, there is no such thing. It should be a surely bailo. So you're not chayshish. In other words, since she didn't see Dam until now, so she didn't tell us the bailo. But Gabi Tare is the special for us. But according to Hira, so we have been in the Tam and the Isles, all the Tare's that she had. So it's takonis chachon. What's the reason? The reason is because generally speaking, when a person has a woman has the period, so it follows a certain physiological routine. So every woman has her own routine. That's it. Some women have the period every 25th day, some women have their period every 28th day, some women have the period every 30th day, every 31st day. So it's based, that's the reason as to why the Chachamim on the side, the woman has the period, so on the time in Israel, all the Tarashim, because after all, since it follows a certain physiological routine, so in Mele we have to be Cheshish, Midah Rabbonon, maybe the discharge took place in the Bisachitzin 23 hours before. But even if in this given case the reason doesn't apply, so it doesn't matter, the takon is still applied. So as far as the tam is concerned, so then it shouldn't be the tam of Mafreya, because the only reason as to why it's the tam of Israel is because it's based upon a certain physiological routine, and since she has the period every 25th day, so now she also had the clothes, so maybe it was the Yetzil Visachitzin 23 hours before. Mashiein King Elo Lerab Yomamayim Mechotu, but according to Rab, that he said that Al Pidin is to be considered like Damido, even though Bintzias Damido originates in one physiological cause, and this Damteya originates in another physiological cause. But Al Pidin it's Einach. So Mele, Amaydaya Shaito, what we say, because the specific Dam, because she has a certain routine, is not Shayach here, because because here she was misleket dam on account of the fact that now the physiological cause that gives rise to bleeding the regular woman is not shayach today, but there is a concept of like look. So according to Levi, that it's not, it doesn't have a chaleis, shem damido, so really we cannot apply the concept of lepluk. Lepluk means, if it has a chaleis, shem damido, she has to be tamei, even though the tam doesn't apply. But according to Rav, that he says, ma'inechad al pidinitz hainach, it has a chaleis, shem damido also. So mele, what do I care? That the tam, it doesn't apply. So it doesn't apply, but there is a concept of lepluk. So Bishlein, maybe the Moshim Ayon is saying, Mishloch Adai Shaito, El Rabbe, Omayin Echotu, Amai Dai Shaito, Titam Nishleis. So the Gemara says, the Leke Shiu, where she didn't see the dam, let's say, on the 82nd day, but she saw it on the 81st day. So Mele, it's impossible that it should be Tomei 24 hours before. Because let's say, suppose Shkia is at 5 o'clock and she saw Dam at 11 o'clock p.m. At 11 o'clock p.m. So Mele, it's not, she saw Dam at 11 o'clock p.m. So Mele, we cannot say she should be mitame 24 hours prior. That will mean that all the tara she handled on the 80th day, which was still near Meitea, so she be tame. Why should be tame after all, even if it did come out in the Bisachitz, but it was still near Meitea? She's already the tara. The Rekishus, it's tame and p'tila and p'tila. Suppose she made one b'dike at 8 p.m. and then she didn't see any dam. And then she made another bdik at 11 p.m., 3 hours later. So let her be mitamei all the taras that she handled within the 3 hours between 8 and 11, maybe 1 minute after she took away her hand from being bathed at 8 o'clock. So it was a yetzer b'sachit. In a different physiological phenomenon, but it doesn't matter since there's a halachim damido, so really it's like blue. Because it was still in the Meteyam. The Tamiki Lipkide, in Gotka Shaki, so much of Neo, the Tamitari Salah, the Lokalakamina, the Leke, Shoes, the Akilum Kidin, Kidin Leke, the Trio Menda, Shaito. Toshk, Rohed is to be She sofer Blitotlo, Biroaso, Hokum Shaman Shitoson, Ubisil Shitoson, Bishlin Rado, Main Echadu, Mishmochem Tamilach Yobish, Elle, Idamashina Yonise, Amanitamilach Yobish, Amanitamilach Yobish. Omer Achmei, Yamre, Kitani, Bishop, before the Gemara is the Kashi, against Rav. from the price of Shabbat. So the Gemara teaches him. So one teret was lucky. One teret that died would be the same thing that top. And if Toshma yield is bizeit, that will went over. Toshma yield is bizeit. I didn't see the Rashi. Kiditame leki shoots kinshoas bin shmini beachot miyad lekol me amazleis. The akila have a mess, no, but even this akila am toyo. Kiditame pkido pkidek in vodko shafis. Umotsos of meyo. Kiditame tarish lavis. Gochal kamim ad leki shoots. Kiditame pkido pkido leke. Tzicho nega in shaito. Na so toshma. Yeil is bizeif shisof. Hobo itoblo. Kiroaso. Hoho bishama lishitoso. Bishay lishitoso. Bishlim le rabdi on mamayim echudu mishmoch mitam lach liyovich el leidi domashim ayom say amayim tam lach liyovich om lach leid anot yamre kitan gishov in the previous vice. So in other words, so because more at first assumed that it does not have reference to the case of let issues, but even to the case of Ikeshus. But in order to explain it, I'll leave it off, so you more apply it to the case of the Lekishus. But Levi will say no, it is reference to a case of the Ikeshus, and still he holds the desire Shaito. So it's a riot that price holds, like Levi, the Shtimayot. The boy is in the Bishifa. All right. We see Lishitosa. The whole man saw it, told them, it had a lack of your wish. For keeping the sofa, him lay there so, Vada and Posa, the cash and lady. So the cannon is shoving. The money is shoving the day I had up to your shed, I is shaito. But no, it's in the deep shoes. The floor had I shaito, so maybe that means that the price holds the Shimayonis. How much may you say? So the Gemara says, Bishifas, that this, the letter is a if you suffer with Tavlo, the Oasa, Hocho Bishamon Shitoso, Bishamon Shitoso, as reference to a case where she started to bleed before the expiration of the 14 days. And then it continued into the 15th day. So then we know that it emanates from the same Mayon, is before the expiration of the 14th. That means that she already counted Zayin Kiyin. If she had started the bleeding before the expiration of the Yemei Tumeh, so how could she have counted Zayin Kiyin? In other words, it's impossible in connection with the Rebbe Zohar. Because the Rebbe Zohar served Thomas Levi only 7 days. So how is it possible she counted Zayin Kiyin 17 days and was she fast? If she was fast, so there are no 17 days for Sovokotam. So the Gemara says, Ocha Bildes Nikim Rizei Vaske. If she will come and Vaske, she will pass the Loi Pas. She was Yeres Nikim also, she has 14 days of Yemitu. So suppose that at birth she started to bleed, and she bleed, let's say, the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day. Then she stopped. And then she started to count 7 clean days, and she didn't see anything. But then, after she finished counting 7 clean days, so just half an hour, before the expiration of the 14th day, she started to have a flow, and it continued in the 15th day. Oche, Gildi Vaskinon, Shabuya Kamapaske, Shilvaske Loi Paske. But the question is, but there is another machlek in Abai and the Rove, whether he may lidoso, Shein Reyeben, Shein Lomis Rizkirazi Vosonat. So, according to Abai, that even he related, cannot count the Zion king, even though he didn't have any breathing with the elevator. So here, how can we say that you already finished counting the Zion king? Because what the answer is that this holds, he or the Tani here holds like Robin, that he made the Gosh Hashem rain then in his Yazir. Now let's see Rashi, there is a very difficult Rashi. Prosophor Katone, Vilay Prosakir Sophor, Ushan Reilom, Vishifas, Meitume, Nimikea, Ustire Haboe, Kinshay Suyales, Kilo Bizay, Vilayt Maslade Shneifa, and Fortnite, Uposko Shapur Kame, Zui Zoso, Dikasala Yumil Dashin Reil Ben, Eilu Mo Yisira Tivaso, Shavu Hashemi, so she started to have a flow, a few minutes first year. Riposka, the Chazal Mishtamayim Tomei, Yishfas Mitzayachai, Yishayach Shavu Hashlishi, Yishmochem Tanalach Yodish, Yishilel, the Mayim Tomei also, Yishayel Yishayate, Elohim Yishile, Yishamay Toeya, Yibiyayim Tanalach Yishol, 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 Deal the Zohar, so it's the Shiva, so it keeps it Masha, and Lady, Rabbi, and Kur. So everybody is the Kasha against this Rashi. Rashi is explaining this Gemara with a lady who says, Shnei Mayonis, still. All right, Shammai holds, so ladies maybe hold my name. But the seal certainly holds a common lady, Shnei Mayonis, Shnei Mayonis. So maybe this price has to be applied to the case, has to be applied to the case where she stopped seeing them and she counted that at the case of Shifas. So that means she started to have the flow, let's say, at 4 p.m. the 14th day. At that time when the flow started, so it was definitely Mayim Tomei, and since it continued incessantly to flow, so that means that even the dam that flows in the 15th day is also the same Mayim as the dam that came out before the expiration of the 14th day, before the expiration of the 14th day. So why does Rashi say So this is very difficult. When can we say who says my nechel? So then b'mitzias there is no difference between this dam, the dam in the Imuleide and the dam de Meitea. In the dam de Meitea, Mashe Inkin, I'll leave it the lady who says that the reason is why the Torah is not the dam de Meitea, because they originate in a different physiological cause. So why do we have, but here it terminated from the same cause. V'horayashi shafas. So mele, why does Rashi mention that the Yemit Fletale Rachmone? But here it's not even Damnido. It emanates from a different cause. So why does Rashi say the Yemit? So Mishmoch Natale Rachmone of Gisir. The mind Tommy also, the deal with the other in the Tvile. That's all right, I'll leave it up, but here the Mori is causing up the lady, out the lady, so it's Shnei Mayones. Shnei Mayones. But since it's Shifas, so Mele is the same Ion. So it's Dam Tommy Mamesh. Why does he have to say, the deal with the heart of the English here? This, everybody has that kasha against Rashi is Rafsinita. That would be all right, I'll leave it to Rav, who says that is the same than Nida. And he says a Chalish, but he's special Zeros HaKosu. So the special Zeros HaKosu only applies when there was Yeme or Tefillah. Not the case where there's just Yeme and no Tefillah. But according to Levi, it's not a special Zeros HaKosu. It is Mutea because it originates in a different physiological cause. It's not Amnide. It's not Amnide. So, but in the case where it's a pass, so it's a hemshech of the Amnide, so it is the Amnide. So without recourse to the fact that beyond Mutfilat al-Rahmone it should be Tomei, because it's Shifas. Now, suppose, so we see from this Rashi, and that is in line with what Tesis, I mentioned it last time, but we will go over the Tesis now too, that even according to Levi, that is Shnei Mayon say, but without the Zeros HaKosu, it would be Osa, even though it originates in a different physiological cause. So it's true that Levi holds Shnima Yonasei. If Shnima Yonasei, so the reason is why the Torah was Matir Dam Teya, not a special dispensation, because it's not a middle. But when the Torah says so that any dam that she emanates in the Samachvot Yeh after the 14 days of Yimei, Tumas Leye is Toy. Now, sometimes, most of the time, when women emanate dam, so it's not a mean of Shifas, but sometimes it's a mean of Shifas. So when the Torah says, when the Kibbo says, the Thomas Ryan, and also the Shishmi, the Shishmi, the Torah, it is referring to all cases, to the case where she's not Shifas, and even to the case of Shifas. Now, in the case of Shifas, certainly originates in the same physiological cause, some melee, it should be muta. True that ordinarily we don't have to resort to a special heta, a special distances. And it's muta because it emanates from mind tome according to it. But when the Torah says that she should really choose Yom Kishav Mutah, it implies that applies to all cases, even where she is Shifas. So still, Sheishes Yomi Teishif of Mitor, even where she Shifas. So the question is, in the case where she is Shifas, so then we know that the dam emanated from a mind tome. So why is the Torah Matir? So obviously, according to Rashi, it's Mucha, that even according to Levi, there is this special situation where the Torah, where Dam Nido it has, but she's Mutaz Lebala anyway. What's the situation? The situation is in the case of Shifas. So true, ordinarily, so Levi doesn't have to resort to the aloche of Yom Mitzvah Tal Rachmoni, but there are certain unusual cases, And when the Torah says Stam, in the Kilo Kini, the Torah should sign the law, Bishishin Yerusha, Yom Tzor Torah, the Torah is referenced to gold cases, to the case. Where? To the case. To the case. Where it was Mimayim Toreya, and even to the case of Shafaz. Because many times it happens, a woman starts having the flow before the expiration of the 14th day, and it continues in the 15th day. And even in that case, the Torah says, Teishif al Meitor is not male. Why isn't it male in that case? Because of the special Zos HaKosu. Suppose a woman would have a flow, let's say, before the expiration of the 14th day, let's say Shkia is at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m., and she would start a flow at 5 p.m., and then she would decide to go down to the mikveh and stay under the water of the mikveh as a fad woman for 2 hours. Can be done. How the fad woman would stand under water for days and weeks. So, for 2 hours, it's certainly a very simple thing, you know, to stand under the water. It doesn't have to be for 2 hours, it just has to be a few minutes, the transition period, from the 14th day to the 15th day. But, in order to allow for long minash moshes of 90 minutes and everything, so I mentioned the example, she went down to the mikveh at 5 p.m. and she stayed there till 8 p.m. and Shkia was at 6 p.m. So then, and she emanated down before 6 and she emanated down after 6. So how about, so the dam before 6 of course would be tummy. The dam that she emanated after 6 while she is standing under the water of the mikveh as a fad woman would be toya. Why? Because the Torah says, "Shishim yeim, shishis yom, teishif al mitor," and the Torah has reference to all situations. Any dam that is discharged within the 60 days subsequent to the 14 days is toya. But there are two situations. One situation is where it's not shifas. So then it's toya without a special dispensation, because it's not a midah. But the Torah is referenced to all cases. Sometimes a woman has a discharge of dam in the 16th day as a hemshech, a continuation of the flow that started on the 14th day. So even that dam is also Torah. Because Torah says dam, any dam that emanates after the expiration of the 14th day is toya. Even if it emanates as a hemshech, a continuation of the flow that started on the 14th. So bishleime in regard to dam that is discharged not as a hemshech of the flow that started on the 14th. So it's toya, the Torah says toro, because it's not a midah. But the Torah has referenced all cases, even to the discharge that emanated as a hemshech, a continuation of the flow that started on the 14th day. So then we know that it's a midah. And even that a midah is toya. Why is it? Because of his special zerasakosu. So that would be true according to Bisila. Even though Bisila say Biyom Mutare Tali Rachmone, some Meire, but Bisila be made if she goes Tfile before the exploration of the 14th and she continues the Tfile standing under the water for a few hours into the 15th, and then she'll emanate more dam. So that dam that she'll emanate And the 15th, since she was Tivelis also, while she was Shifar, she was also Tivelis. So Mele Yitzdoer. Why? Because the Yom Mutfila Tali Rachman, that's what Rashi means. In other words, so we see from Rashi that even according to Levi, who says that ordinarily we don't have to resort to his special zeros akosub, that while it's damnido, but still the Torah was retired. Because ordinarily it's not even damnido, because it originates in a different cause, so it doesn't have a chalishem of damnido. But suppose it's a case of shifas, so then it is damnida. But even in that case, the dam is toya. If it emanated, if the flow came after she was developed. But how is a child to say develops if the flow started in the 14th day? Suppose she stands for several hours under the water as a frog woman. So then, and she keeps on flowing. Already it's several hours in the 15th day. So that dam will be toy. Why will be toy? Because of the special Zosakos. So even according to Levi, we have the special Zosakos. That's why Rashi says, the Jewish philosopher, Soba, the Mili Dosa Shemerei Ben Eilu Sira Zivoso, the Shubu Hashim Liposko, the Chozo Benichtach Ma'itomi, the Shutaz, the Seichel, the Seich Shubu Hashlishi, the Shinoche, the Tamilach, the Yodish, the Bissira, the Ma'itomi Yosef, I think that Shas is the Kashi. Why does he mention it? He's discussing Levi. And Levi, so Levi it's Toya because it comes from a Mayan Toya. But suppose it comes from a Mayan Tome, let's say the case of Shifas. Even then it's Toya. Even then it's Toya. The only reason is why it's Tomei Visilo, because she didn't have Tvile. But suppose she did go Tvile. Suppose she went down into the mikveh, why in the afternoon of the 14th, and as a frog woman, she stood there for 6 hours, and she keeps on flowing. After going, when it's already late in the 15th day, so that dam is Toya. Why? Because there was no Tvile. But if she didn't have Tvile, then it's Tomei. The Rav Bein Likule Bein Lechumre. What do you mean Bein Likule Bein Lechumre? Because the Gemara said, Mai Binaye, so Ike Binaye Shifas Metich Shibo Lacha Shibo U Metich Habos Lacha Habos U Metich Haboim Lacha Haboim Metich Shmeinim Lacha Shmeinim Lerav Rei Shal Yikula where it's Metich Shibo Lacha Shibo Metich Habos Lacha Habos So it's lechumre. And the reishe, just the reverse. Reish lechumre said lechumre. So he said to the house, Rabbe lechumre, I'm doshmein, I'll ask Rabbe lechumre, how, so b'yilchaz kabosi lechumre. So Rav Shom Misachre, he said, b'yilchaz kabosi, the Rab lechumre, that means the Rav Lechumre in the case of Shifas, Metech Harboim, Metech Harboim, Lacha Harboim, Metech Shmeinim, Lacha Shmeinim. So then, it's Tomei and Levi Lechumre, where she Shifas, Metech Shivo, Lacha Shivo, or Metech Aboso, Lacha Aboso, it's also Tom. Abasha, my own Kabas, the Rabbi, the Kumra, the Osmino, Kabas, the Rabbi, the Kumra, the Kumra, the Kumra, the Kumra, the Kumra. Now, We're going over the other thesis also, but I just want to go over first the Balan thesis, because that I already mentioned, that this Balan thesis is expressive of a good chiddush. So what's the case? In other words, the Gemara says that if somebody before the Baskel, if somebody is, so one can pass on like a Bnei, like Bishamai, he can be named by Bishamai, but if his name like Bishamai in Chumras or Bishamai and the Chumras of Israel, so it's still Bahishaki. So here this is clear. So he says, no, when we say Silbachin Shachilev, when there is no purpose in following up both Chumras, when there is a mnemonic shech that he doesn't have to do it, but when he has a sophie, maybe the aloha is like Rab, maybe the aloha is like Levi. So in one case, mitech Shivo, Litreacha Shivo. So then, the chumra is like Levi, and mitich aboyim lacha aboyim. The chumra is like Rab. So mele then is not k'sil b'chishkin. Yishlein adorim sabkun posi kema lachne chama lachne. Chay gam nitzusin is deim alohim v'kol lachne. That is very bagul shechot tzurim. Hiksha Rab remot chabab yitzchol. Levi yomar shnei mayones hein. Holitanya b'chirikesh prayer. The customers need applies only to Israelis, not to Inochis. Inochis is not becoming to Israel. Even if she is in Ito, she is not male. Inochis. So, but the heiress is Mitar. But when she is the heiress, after. So the era she got to Padachas, so suppose a new Paris was Nisgaya. So when Paris and Nisgaya were all spirit. So the Tfile for the era is Ele for the Pitis too. For the Pitis too. Now, so suppose, now what is considered Leide? Either Reish Rubei, the prop of the organism, or Yotzah Reish. Now, a normal delivery consists in the fetus emerging the head first. So then the moment the head is emerged, even though the rest of the body is still in the mother's womb, it's considered later. Because if, let's say, sometimes the baby emerges the other way with the feet first, so then Levi is considered when Yotzore Ruben. But if it's a normal lady with the head first, so then the moment the race, the Padachas in the time, she Yere, she Yotzore Padachas Ruben, the Yese, the Yotzore Padachas Ruben. Let's say a woman was in labor. Body of the organism of the fetus emerged, she was already a Yisrael. So the era she yotza padachas brought up Yisrael in Chodim, v'hakach, then she jumped into the mikre, into the Yisgaria. Ein eis lo yimitum en mitar, that means that a baby was born while the mother was still going. Because even though most of the organism of the fetus was still in the mother's womb, but the head already emerged, before she went down to the mikveh. So that means that the head of the Kitesh emerged out of the mother's womb while the mother was still in Ochus. So that means the later took place in an Ochus, not in the Jewish woman. So the whole Alochas of Nida don't apply to her. Of late, so he says, here she has to have what is in the Chomin, not in the sky, or in the Israel, in the Tumer, in the Tar, so the Mele, she's not Tome, let's say, in the fetus is in the Kede, so she's not male, 14 days, whether she sees or doesn't see. If she sees, so she's male 7 days, like in a regular Nida, not 14 days. If she doesn't see, suppose it's a lady Abeshte. It's an unusual thing, but sometimes it happens when a woman gives birth to a blood and there is no bleed. So then she's muteris, she's not an eagle, she's tail. So in Nisim Mitume and in Nisim Mitar, like this, if the lady took place in a Jewish woman, let's say, if the emergence of the head took place after the mother went down to the mikveh, and then the head of the fetus was emerged, so then if she any doubt that she would see the mother after the 14 days, for 66 days will be toya. But in this case, where the head of the fetus emerged before the mother was Nisgaya, so that means the lady with the lady of Nochris, so all the alochas of Yimeitume, Yimeitea, don't apply to her. That's what the Brisa says in prayers. Here she has to be the Hagwad, the Chon, but the Hagwad, the Nisan Mitu in Mitaro, Vishne Nayone say, Amai Nisan in Mitaro, Halimai in Tome Isosom. So Bishleime, according to Rav, you understand? Because every Yimeitea is really Damnido, Bintzis. It's a Halishan Amid, but it's a special letter, a special dispensation. The Torah was Mitai. So the special dispensation applies to Israelis, not to Inochis. Here the lady took place in Inochis. But according to lady, the reason is why the Dam in Yimeitea is Toyea, because it originates in a different physiological cause. Whether we explain it like the Chazon Sefer or the way I explain it, that's Nachmin is only a little bit rough, but a little bit lady, so it's the same thing. So the reason is why it's Toyer according to lady, the dam in Mitea, because it's not dam nido. So Mimele, even if it took place in Inochis, it's not dam nido, it's damako. This is very strong question. The visions gave him Namit Nam, the nation of him in Tumme, the Mitare, and my Hebrews in prayers, the Koshe for Kachuli, the lady to be Shaman, the Oma, my Nechot, because ladies made it according to be Shaman, so it's my Nechot. So that price can be expressive of Bishamashit. There are a number of prices that represent Bishamashit. But in Mishnah you couldn't say that because Rabbeinu HaKadosh didn't pass for like Mishnah. Bryce says, so you have all kinds of tanoi. So one Bryce might be my certain Moradish Maitzah for a certain Bryce might be one of the Chachmei Mishnah. But in Mishnah is Rabbeinu HaKadosh and he didn't pass for like Mishnah. So Mishnah can be still in the Mishnah. So Adam, so Nei preis in Prüe, die Mischwo Kachleini, die Schamai, die Oma, bei Nechadu. I name, die Mischano Oche, Anno de Oma, die Tane, die Shovi. Anno de Oma, die Tane, die Shovi. So, the Mora is the Kashi. Ich bin gerade nur in meinen Herren und Schochen, dann lach wie ob ich. Er lebt in der Maschine, in der Jönne sehen, an meinen Tammel lach wie ob ich. So, when he has the Kasche from the Preise against Levi, so he'll say, no, there is a Machlekes Preises. I agree with the price, the tanya of the price of shopping, he holds nei mayonis. And this price holds not like that, that is my nechel. Avos, tamas, nisni, sedeifed, this has to be a little bit silel, has to be a little bit silel, and not like the tanya shopping, because tanya shopping is a yochit, it's not a locha like the tanya shopping. Yishleima, so it's a strong kasha. Yishle is from the Mishneh. So what's the kasha? Because the Mishneh says that if a woman gave birth to a child while she was still a goy, and she was mubaras. And she was in labor. She gave birth before she went through it. And then, after she gave birth, she went through it. So then, she's not a nation law, Yimetea, Yimetume, and Yimelevi. And Yimetea. So the question, according to Levi, why shouldn't she be Toya in Yimetea? It's not a needle, somewhat different than me. Whether the lady took place in a goye or in a Jewish woman. It's not a mido, it's the mark. And now, this says, the Yishlema, the Nesli Yoni Teyari Telukme, the Indian Shemroas of Yim Zayin Rizocho, of Yim Dalit Mekebo, David Chlas Nide, the Yim Tumas Lede, or Leon. When the Mishnah says Nesli Yoni Teyari, so the expression Yimeteya does not have the same meaning as it always has. Usually, when the expression Yimeteya is mentioned, what is it a reference? It is reference to the 33 days subsequent to the 7 days of Yered Zohar, or to the 66 days subsequent to the 14 days of Yered Zohar. But here it means something else. Now, by Yeledes Israelis, so the Allah is like this, if a woman is not Yeledes, every woman, not Yeledes, so the moment she's Kibas Veset, she establishes a period, so she starts a cycle of Yemenidin Mizin, 7, 11, 7, 11. Then, when she gives birth to a child, so that suspends the original cycle of 7-11, and it produces a new cycle of 7-11. So by Yeledes Israelis, when does the new cycle of 7-11 begin? After the expiration of Yemeteya. So in other words, if a woman, let's say, is Yeledes Nekeva, so first she has 14 days to meet to us later, but if she sees, she doesn't see, so immediately she stops. As if she had been profusing dam all the time. Then come 66 days of Yemeteya. Then, upon the expiration of the 80th day, so then the cycle of 7-11 begins. And if on the 81st day she sees dam, she becomes an eagle. And then, if on the 88th day she sees dam again, she becomes a zoktam. If on the 89th day she sees them a second time, she still is a time. If she sees them on the 88th, 89th, 90th, she becomes a Zavadir. A Zavadir. That's by Israelis. Masheinke, but Masheinke by the Eres, so the Cheshbon is a little different. Because she is not subject to the Tumas Leide and the Yimeteya. So Melele, if she will give birth to a baby, she'll give birth to a day baby. So if Roaso being Zayin Lizocho, we being Dalet Lekeivo, and suppose she gave birth to a Zocho, she gave birth to a Zocho. Then, on the seventh day, she'll see Dam. The first time she sees Dam after the lady. lady. I mean, it's not the dumb lady. I mean, she stopped seeing dumb on the second day of the lady. But then on the seventh day is of the lady. So she sees dumb. This thing. So then that starts the cycle of humanity. She was so in times of doubt, the king of the habit was needed. The intimacy later allowed. So what does it mean? It means, let's say, if she's an Israelis, and she'll see them on the seventh day, on the 14th day, it will not start the cycle of 7-11, you may need an easy day. The cycle of 7-11 will be able to start only on the 41st day or on the 81st day. But by the years, it can start even before the 41st day, and even before the 81st day. So that's called Yimitea. So, Yimitea, if you look for Yimitea, Shimurasa, Yimzayim, Yizocha, Yitalet, Mekibo, the habit Chilas Nido, the Intumas Leido Alel. So, by the Yere, by the Israelis, so it is not Chilas Nido, because it's still Yimitumas Leido. But by the eres, so then it is tchilas nidah. So that's called yimitea, even though it's not yimitea. It's very strange. Yimitea implies lechipshutei that the dam is toya. Here the dam is tome, but it's called yimitea. And this yimitea, in other words, in contrast to Israelis, so then it will not start Chilas Nido. It will not start Chilas Nido. So by the eras it will start Chilas Nido. Inan. Oh, but then the second time. Inan. Afal gab dishni mayone say, yesh li tamei hadam din amoker kose, el dafke bimokim shapiro mitarose. So he says, but that's the other question. The other question is, even according to Leidish, you are the same, but it doesn't mean it's without any zeros, akosuf, it's not amid. It's a riot what I said, that actually, even according to Leidy, who says that the Shnei Mayone is, but without zeros, akosuf, without zeros, akosuf, it should be amid. But because there's zeros, akosuf, that's not amid. So the only nachminis, what's the machleki between Rav and Levi? According to Rav and Levi, so even after the Zeros HaKosuf, it's still Damnido. But there is a heta. It's Damnido, and the Torah is matter. Mashiachin, according to Levi, so the Zeros HaKosuf is, it does not have in Chalishan Damnido. But only because of the Zeros HaKosuf, it doesn't have Damnido. But without the Zeros HaKosuf, it would have Chalishan. Now, I mentioned that in regard to the Shaila of Adoration Living, which is a new Shaila, so it's possible to argue according to some Sefer that the Adoration Living is Mitzvah, which is Materas Lebar, because some Sefer explains the Machlekes between Rav and Levi, Rav and Levi. As a machlekes mitzias, whether it originates in a different physiological factor or not, and the reason is why Rav says that it is my echod, because he holds mitzias, it originates in the same physiological phenomenon as damido, some mele, but and bisila. And Bisilo and the Levi holds it originates in a different physiological phenomenon. Now, so we pass like Rav because we pass when it originates in the same physiological phenomenon. But ovulation living, according to everybody, even according to Rav, originates in a different physiological phenomenon. So then it should be Teo. So, but even according, the Chassam Sefer doesn't discuss ovulation. But whether according to Chassam Sefer, ovulation reading would be Teiro or Asur, or Asuro should depend upon the two Rishonim tesis, according to the first Lashon tesis. So when the Mishnah says Nide, in Eisen lo Yemeitea, it doesn't mean Yemeitea that the dam that she sees on the 41st day or on the 81st day Istoya. No, according to Levi, it will be Tomei. Whether she's a Goya or a Israeli, it doesn't make any difference. But it has another meaning. It means, so it starts already a new cycle of 7-11 of him, you need any easy. But that means that if dam that originates in a different phenomena, in a different physiological phenomena than the phenomena of dam nide, so mele without exercise sakosov is bitoya. Some manipulation being certainly originates in a different physiological factor than menstruation, so it should be toy obviously. But according to the second terrace, so that means on the basis of spore. So any dam that comes from the mokia, it should be considered dummy. Even if it emanates from a different physiological cause than the physiological cause of menstruation. It would make a difference. It comes from the mokia. Let's say that the rabbi says even the mako from the mokia is also dummy. But according to Rav, a dam that emanates from the mokia but from a different physiological cause is mitzarasvore. So it's not only mitzarasvore, it should be considered a mida. But even after the exercise of Kosov, the Gabi Damtea, it is still damnido, but a special header. But it has a halation damnido. According to Levi, true, without exerus akosuf, it would be considered damnido. But as a result of exerus akosuf, so damtea is not damnido. Because of exerus akosuf, but exerus akosuf applies only to damtea, and only to Israelis, not to Inochris. So mele, there it is, it amnida. So, the Gesakosov only applies to Tapteya, not to ovulation. So mele, according to the second Lashon, even according to some Sefer, ovulation bleeding, she has to count Zainikim. Alright, now the taste is, Bishobim bereyach adam teya, shedayo shayit. In other words, because there are certain notion who are mzlokis now, like this, so if a woman sees them when she has, let's say, a certain person, and then she sees them, so he'll say, Mitamu meisleis. It's not you says Mitamu Mafreya, it's more Mishleis. But the Chachon say, Loiki Bibreze. So the Aloch is, the Chachon say, is Mitamu Mishleis. But if there are certain women who are Mishlokis now, who regularly don't have the period, who are these women? So there are four categories of women who regularly don't have the period. One is a pregnant woman, and then a nekes, a nursing mother, ordinarily is a selected dam, and then a ktano. Ftano and Steno. Say, Ftano, so he hasn't attained puberty as yet. Some male she doesn't ordinarily have a period. Then she had a period for the first time. So then, the Chachom Lameide, that is Dayashaita, that we're not with Tami, the Taras that she handled, within 24 hours prior. And then Steno, after menopause. So then, but sometimes it happens, even today, I have a child, a woman who has attained menopause, from a number of years, and all of a sudden she had a period. She had a period. So there too, it's Dayashan, not the time. So there are four categories of women. So then there is a machlekes, there is one Tana who says, one Tana says that Mubaras Miniko is Dayashaito, even if she did not have a hefsek dam for 3 big enes, 90 days. And then one big eno is 30 days. So 3 big enes is 90 days. So one Tana says that Mubaras, a pregnant woman and a nursing mother, so if she has Arias dam, so it's Dayashaito, even if she didn't have a hefset of being devoid of dam for 90 days. One Tana says, even Mubaras Aminiko, so when do they, when we say it's Dayashaito, only in addition to the fact that they are Mubaras Aminiko, they also had the hefset dam of 90 days. For 90 days, they didn't have a period. So that's Rabbi Yis. Rabbi Yis, he says, the coming of Beres and Niko Tzricha Shori Shemis. So, before he started basing his Nibur of the Achaz de Nikos. So the question is, Lomo Lienin de Nikos, Homa Ocha de Achaz Amtea Dai Shait. So why do have to resort to Yitziru of the enemies of Koso and the enemies of Iburo, if it means Koso, so that means after Teya, after Yemitea, some male that meets out to Daisha. Yishlein Nahodu, it appears. In other words, this price, Bishon Bereach, Matea, Daisha, it does not accord with the view of Rabbi. In Ame, the Psycho Gimlaines, the Roa Solishinumaines, Afshir Daishait. If she was a Psycho, she was devoid 90 days of Dam, and then even in the initial year after the Hefsek of Gimlaines was Maines, because of excitement and so on. Then she had the secondary, so it's even the secondary is Daishai. The Yomar Ferikame, Abachar Bamteya, and Daishai Perl of the Rishim of the initial year. But Avoshnia Loya to Hoysa of Rishim of Amos, Kim Shinistach Maita, Vintena, there may are. Now, there is another machlekes between Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Ligabei Nekes. The Nekes is Mishlekes Dam. So Mele is Dayashaita. Until when is she considered as a Nekes? So Rameya says she's considered Nekes as long as she sees his Nekes. But suppose the baby is already weaned off. You know, sometimes the baby, she engaged well to. Today we have a practice of giving the battle to a baby. Zman Chazal, that practice didn't exist. But many babies, when mother was sick, so another woman who had a baby, so was engaged to nurse this baby. So nosno limenekes acheres. So suppose a certain mother was sick and she was nosno the baby to limenekes acheres. That's like a battle. I mean, that is like a battle. So then, according to the mayor, So the mother who stopped nursing the baby, stopped nursing the baby, so then she is not becheskas mislekes dam, according to Rabbeinu. The male, if she sees dam, so it's mitamel machreya meisleis, 24 hours. That's according to Rabbeinu. According to Rabbeinu. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and the pastor like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, they say that every mother who gave birth to a baby, so for 24 months, has a din of a nekes, even if the baby was weaned off the nursing, let's say after half a year, but until, and then furthermore, suppose the baby unfortunately died after half a year. So according to the Yehuda, so the mother has a status of Mislekes Dam for 24 months. Why 24 months? Bisman Chazal, the practice was to nurse a baby for 2 years. So Mele, that was the takoni. That was the takoni. That every nursing mother so has to have a din, the sikule, because the whole din of Mikamele Afreya is Midrabonon, some men the Chachonim will make you. So every nursing mother, whether she's still nursing or not, even if unfortunately the baby died and she's not nursing, so still for the remainder of the period of 24 months, so she's the chesed and sleg is dam, and if she sees dam, so then it's dayashai, and we pass like Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Meir. Now, why? But after all, the baby died, so why should be sleg is dam? So the machleket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is on this question. Rabbi Meir says that the reason is why a minekes is mislekes dam, because dam necha minas acholot, and some mele it's only shayach if b'mtzias there is nursing, but if b'mtzias not nursing, let's say the baby is turned over to another woman and the mother stops nursing, so it's not shayach to say dam necha minas acholot. Chas v'sholem, the baby dies, so of course it's not shayach to say dam neka v'nasa cholo. That's only shayach to say when the tzias there is nursing. But Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say no, the time is it means she'll be a real misparot. So as a matter of fact, Dr. Tenlo told me, he's very knowledgeable in these things, so he told me that both mitzias are true. Elo ve'elo dina lekim chayim. But nowadays, so among the in other words, why does Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon say that whether the baby nurses or not, for 24 months she's becheskan mislok is dam, because the reason is why she's becheskan dam is not because dam necha v'nasa cholot, but because a varan is parotin, because lady introduces a change in the whole system of the woman. So Mimele, even if there is no nursing, so he suspends the menstruation process. Stachetana told me that there is a statistic that in South America, so when women give birth, even if they don't nurse, so for a long period, they don't menstruate. Our women not, only in South America. Why is it? It depends, it's based due to the various behavior patterns, you know, and the way the food habits are in it. in South America and among the Mexicans and among, you know. So that depends. And what does Dam Lechav Nasach Cholod mean? That means that the same hormones, the same glands that are responsible for the production of milk are also responsible for menstruation. That's the pshat in Dam Lechav Nasach Cholod. It doesn't mean that the dam itself is converted into milk. It means the same glands and the same hormones that Caucasian, production of milk in the mother, so they also occasion menstruation. This is the pshat in Dam Lechav Nasach, Dam Lechav Nasach Cholod. Anyway, so that's the machlokes. Yesh leima hod loit rabi yisin ame di sikol. Imo eine yisi roa, so shem eine yis hafshmi da yishaita. Itamo ferekano, aber ach adam teya da yishaita lo yoshem. Avo shni olo yak loit so yoshem o meines. Kim shnif tam ein tabin teya, da rab meya lo yotano yi. Di yisul ferekano, mi yiko da yishaita teipuk loi de habe ach adam teya. Umiyo, itil shemi ose shabe. Because the Tilo Cheney, so we can say that as far as Dam Achadam Teah is concerned, so it's only Ria Risheno, but it doesn't apply to Ria Shneo, even if Ria Risheno was Venus. Mashenkin, as far as Mikota Yishaito is concerned, so it applies even to Ria Shneo, even in case the Ria Risheno is Venus. יש לימא, דמיתם שהוא האחדם תיאר עם דיישייתו ולרישיינו, אבל דמי ניקו דיישייתו קודם עם נקוסו. In other words, not only ריאוש ניאו או עד ריאוש רישיינו הוא אז באנס. Every ריאוש ניאו שליש is רביז, as long as she nurses. דיישייתו כרמיה. Why? Because רמיה שיטי is that it has to do, it's based upon the actual nursing. And the moment she turns over the baby to another woman and she stops nursing, or if Chas V'Sholom, the baby dies, so then it's not Daishaito. So in Mele, even Ria Risheno, even Ria Shneo, Ria Shlishis, Ria Rabiz, as long as she practices, she keeps on nursing, so she's becheskas mislekes dam on the basis of the tam dam nekam nasachol. Bim tim av hocha lomo limishu dam teya al teyit koi dim nikoi v'yish leima din af kemine leheicha dim neiz no gom losei di rabmei adom al yi la rei kichol anashi. In other words, that's rabmei ashite, that the reason is to why nekes mislekes dam because dam nekam nasachol. So Mele means no Ogum Lose, she weaned him off, or let's say she turned over the baby to another woman to nurse, so then it's Kholanoshim, and it's Mitamines Leis. So Mele, but on the basis of Eriya taking place after Damteya, so Mele it will still be Daisha. Because Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yudah, and Rabbi Shimon, they hold the reason as to why Nekes is Daishaito is not because of Dam Nekam Nasacholov, but it's because of Elivarel Misporochim. So mainly even if Chas V'Sholom baby died, so still for the duration of 24 months, it is still the Cheskas Mislekes Dam because the system has to heal before it reverts back to the process of, to the routine of menstruation. Abis nami ufe kam fukum losin, says, nubi nikudai shayim, nafim lachadam teya, yechim roas lachadam teya, vitaim nubi nikudis terudari yasobi shino, Obein is that Hashmir Daishnaito, he departed, he departed, the leke shus av leke shus mit tam is leis le rab dom a mein echadu va fo gab dai in shaito kol mi mi koso hoche meire bi mei no oi oi bi pilok di parishis vim te man felke lunares bi felke lunares oma ragiere shu asadam bi sich mei sreiz dai in shaito rabi isin er areyu ki chol anoshim so di kashi is di sinz di gemore says that whenever we cannot be mitamei the tares 24 hours, so you cannot be mitare. Avoliti shoes is mitame meislet. So that means only leke shoes when there is no interval of 24 hours. But if there is issues, there is an interval of 24 hours, so then Nechaname B'Geyeres is mitam Meisleis. But if the interval is less than 24 hours, so then, since we cannot be mitame for 24 hours, we're not mitame as of the previous Kide either. But if there is an interval of 24 hours, so then it's mitam meisleis. But Rabbi Yisi says, Harei Chol Noshim, Habir Shiros Adam Bisech Meisleis, Rabbi Yisi says, Harei Chol Noshim. The Yishleim, and the Sudi Lohor, Chabi Asik, Rabbi Yisi, but Lai Tamekan, we ask Rabbi Yisi, Ina Me Hosom, Hosom, Hoi So Bastumei, Hoi So Mizgayeres Mikeidem, Hoi Mishum Yisi, Bidabo, Dileke, Begabotum Drabonon, Mashin, in here, when she saw it within less than 24 hours after the Imitea, so then she's not a pastor altogether. The boy is saying, Bishifas, for Sophoctone, Tema Maikoma, Bishilil, and Bishif Tehia, Shintoglo, the Wazo Teo. For King the Shifas, after you talk about me or the lady, the machine may only say, the man Tamil, the Shamil, the Shamil Kamal, the Islamai Nechad. Oh, now, this is a very important thesis. I discussed it, but not inside. Shavu Basrali Posna. The Kamim Rabbetam, the Ledes Bizei, for his Maze, the Kurinoshim, Hashminu, Kiel, the Bizei, Shesei Frinacha, the Meitumas Alei, the Shiva Mikuin. Viroas of Nikea, Kayin File, Enos, Seres, Viromar, the Viroas of Shabuashvishi, the Sosro, Afal, the Roas of Shvishi, the Sosro, Avagabi Dam Tomiu, Kosh, because it's Shifas, so it started, the bleeding started before the expiration of the 14 days. And even the blood that came out after expiration of 14 days, but it's Mayim Tome. So still, Yistoya, Kolshkin Diriya, is still, it's not say Yisrael Design King. Kolshkin Diriya Zamteya Yisrael is the Afil Bisir of the Tamilach Yobesh, made in the Old Soul Yisrael. So, in other words, that's Rabbetam Shite. And is the Shite of all the Shemim, except the Shita of the Riv, according to Marmarutenbach's Pshat. The Marmarutenbach's Pshat in the Riv. So Marmarutenbach's Pshat in the Riv is that, you see, according to Rav Netam, the Halacha of Bisila, that the Yom Mutfile Kali Rachmone only applies to the Dam itself. That the Dam that of Yemitea, that the Torah was mitayer, so it was only mitayer after yomim and tfile, but after yomim not tfile, so the dam is tame. But she doesn't become a nida, she doesn't become a zove she's not a shole bailo, the dam is tummy, but she doesn't become a shole bailo. Of course she's a shole bailo until she's developed in a little boy. But the moment, if she, let's say, b'shul b'neide, according to Ramatam, that if, let's say, a yelede shall itovlo, v'roas adam, and then she'll go tefillah immediately, so she'll be mitaras lepar. But he says, b'yom mitfillah tal rachmone, so yom mitfillah rachmone applies only to the dam itself, that the dam is not toeya, imiteya, unless it was discharged after tefillah. But if she saw it before tefillah, so the tam is tam. In other words, because there are two alochas. There are two alochas in the first of all, the Yisrael Bailo. And then there is the aloha of tumi. The dam is tam. So in regard to the aloha, the dam nido is tam. So even if she already counted, even if it's already after the humiliate, and even if she's already bezeit, and she already counted the zaynikin, but she wasn't tivelis yet, so any dam she sees, the dam is tami in her eyes. All the dotumion, but she's not. She's not a sole bailo. She's a sole bailo until tefillah, because every nido until she's a velasim for 50 years will remain a sole bailo in Issacharis. But she doesn't become a sole bailo in you on account of this riyah. But this riyah is tam. The rishikei is no. That according to Bisila, that Bisil say that Yom Mutfilet Al Rachmoneh, so the Pshat is that even though the Torah says there is a Yimitumas Leide by Ledes Ochor of 7 days, and the Yimitumas Leide by Ledes Nikeva of 14 days, that's only the minimum of Yimitumas Leide, and Yimitumas, by Ledes Ochor of Nikeva. But the Tumas Leide continues until she's developed. So if she's not developed, so then it's the Yimitea don't commence yet. The Yimitea can commence after 7 days by Leder Zohar, after 14 days by Leder Zohar, if she goes Tfileh. But if she doesn't go Tfileh, so the Yimitea Tumas Leide Amimshach continues. So maybe she's a soul of Baila too. She's a soul of Baila too. So I mean, she's a soul. I mean, she's a soul of Baila anyway. I mean, but because she has to go to Tfileh, and if she goes to Tfileh, so then no dam will make a tummy. But it means that the Yimei Tumas Leide continue until Tfileh. So, but Rambam says no. If the Yimitumas Leide continue until Leide, some mele, it can be say of the Zaynikin. But in Kamei Rambam, the letters be say to the Nazir, the Kulei Moshim Chashvim to Yehuda be say, she say it to the Nachar Yimitumas Leide, she will be clear. She was a Yimitaya, she will be clear. In the Sisaris, the Oma Ochet, the Chor, So that's it of a portion of the Tam says. That the letters be saved for this Maze. She said to Nachal, it is only a shivin king, because in the air it's not say, sayer, the Mafreya design the king. But then this is a soft. Kam inli yichiyach al zobo shein yiredes she sofro zayin yikim peruaso shulitistia. Did you remember what? Another question. Suppose a regular zobo, not the yiredes. Yimei zibi. So she has to count zayin yikim. So if she started to count zayin yikim and on the sixth day, the seventh day, she saw the ham, he says on a freya. Suppose she counted zayin yikim, she didn't see the ham on the seventh day. But the eighth day, she saw that, and she didn't go tefillahs yet. Is it tzeisal mafreya or not? So he says we cannot deduce from this gemara that it's tzeisal mafreya. Maybe it's not tzeisal mafreya. Maybe it is tzeisal mafreya. He says we can't be chilech al zavoshim yiradish shofos aniki viruasa shul tisdei bitter mina yochad after he says from shemtavu yisrim yiramis latume yichol shvayim pnei abravo. So Teisa says one thing at the very outset, as it was possible, Belishim Sofit, in the name of Amnatam, that a Yeled is Bezeib. Yeled is Bezeib. So if she was counting Zayin Kin, and then she saw Dam in Yimitea, so it's not Teisa or Mafreya, the Zayin Kin. That's it, that's a riot from this. But then there's no raya about a regular zove who counted Zaynikim and then she saw dam. She saw dam on the eighth day, whether it's Isa. But then Tesis comes to the conclusion that it's Mustaba that it is not Isa either. Because when can there be stira only tail Zaynikim? Vachato also. It has to be. But once she counted a continuous count, 7 days, and then on the 8th day, 9th day, even before tefillah, she saw down, it's not Caesar as anything, but if she sees down on the 8th day, on the 8th day, so then she becomes his objectant, but she doesn't, it's not Caesar as anything, that's Caesar as anything. Then the Rashbo mentions the name of Rabbi Yehme, that he agrees with Rabbi Natan that the Yeledes in Yimitea, Yeledes Bizeit, if she sees Dam in Yimitea, is not Tzeisa. Masha'in came a regular Zove, if she sees Dam on the 8th day, it is Tzeisa. And the Rifshite is that even a regular Yeledes Bizeit, a Yeledes Bizeit, if she saw Dam, in the Yimitea is also says. So there are three things. All right, we'll read.
But
did
Mahazar repeat a chakra of the Kabbalah, so we'll still, so we'll, every time.